This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. The title of this article is My Kind of Eggs. Food Network stars share recipes for their favorite breakfast dishes. The first recipe is for Alex Guarnaschelli's blended pork sausage and fried eggs. She says, "To me, brunch is not brunch without a gooey fried egg." Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound ground pork, kosher salt, red pepper flakes, fennel seeds, cayenne pepper, breadcrumbs, finely grated Parmesan cheese, canola oil, unsalted butter, and 4 to 8 large eggs. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound ground pork, lean but not too lean. Kosher salt. 1 teaspoon red pepper flakes. 1 teaspoon fennel seeds toasted. 1/2 teaspoon cayenne pepper. 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs toasted. 1/2 cup finely grated Parmesan cheese. 1 tablespoon of canola oil. 2 to 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, and 4 to 8 large eggs. Step 1. Put the pork in a large bowl and mix with your hands. Add a good pinch of salt, the red pepper flakes, fennel seeds, cayenne, breadcrumbs, and Parmesan. Mix to blend. Form the meat into 2-inch patties, about 8. Step 2. Heat the canola oil in a large skillet over high heat. When the oil begins to smoke lightly, shut off the heat to avoid splattering and add the meat patties in a single layer to the pan. Take care that they are spread somewhat apart so they brown instead of steam. Turn the heat to medium and brown the patties 3 to 5 minutes per side. Reduce the heat to medium-low if the patties are browning too quickly. Touch the patties to make sure they are still tender and somewhat yielding in the center. Use a slotted spoon or spatula to remove them from the pan. Transfer to a platter or individual plates. Step 3. Wipe the skillet clean. Add 2 tablespoons butter and melt over medium heat. When it begins to brown, crack 2 eggs, a distance apart, into the butter. Lower the heat, season the eggs slightly, and salt and cook 2 to 3 minutes or longer if desired. Repeat with more butter and eggs. Serve the eggs on the patties. Our next recipe is for Esther Choi's breakfast congee. She says congee is a great way to use leftover rice, and an egg makes it a well-rounded breakfast. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the stock, you will need 1 rotisserie chicken carcass, and leftover vegetables such as onion ends and peels, celery stalks, carrot tops, mushroom stems, and leftover herbs. For the congee, you will need 4 cups of leftover rice, 2 to 4 large eggs, and chopped scallions, crispy shallots, chili crisp, chopped chili pepper, and or furikake for topping. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the stock, you will need 1 rotisserie chicken carcass, leftover vegetables such as onion ends and peels, celery stalks, carrot tops, mushroom stems, and leftover herbs. For the congee, you will need 4 cups of leftover rice, 2 to 4 large eggs, and chopped scallions, crispy shallots, chili crisp, chopped chili pepper, and or furikake for topping. Step 1. Make the stock. Add the chicken carcass and any vegetable odds and ends to a large pot. Cover with water and bring to a boil over high heat. Reduce the heat to low and simmer for about 2 hours. Strain. Step 2. Make the congee. Combine the rice and 3 cups of the chicken stock in a medium pot and bring to a boil. Lower the heat to a simmer and cook, stirring occasionally, until the consistency is thick and porridge-like, 15 to 20 minutes. Add a bit more stock and stir. Save any remaining stock for another use. Step 3. One at a time, crack each egg into a bowl and add to the congee, spacing them apart. Let the eggs slowly poach in the congee without disturbing them 3 to 5 minutes, or swirl them in depending on how you like your eggs. Step 4. Transfer the congee and eggs to serving bowls and garnish with additional toppings. Our next recipe is for Manit Chauhan's Masala Omelette Sandwich. She says, as a kid, this was a breakfast tradition for my dad and me. He'd make one omelette and then he would divide it in half. It was the perfect start to my day. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Milk, fresh cilantro, kosher salt, and freshly cracked black peppercorns, garam masala, turmeric powder, red chili powder, 3 large eggs, salted butter, cumin seeds, finely chopped red onion, finely chopped tomatoes, finely chopped green chili peppers, finely chopped fresh ginger, sourdough bread, processed cheese, and hot and sweet ketchup, such as Maggi, for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons milk, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh cilantro, kosher salt, and freshly cracked black peppercorns, 1/4 teaspoon of garam masala, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1/8 teaspoon of red chili powder, 3 large eggs, 1 tablespoon salted butter, 1/2 teaspoon cumin seeds, 2 tablespoons finely chopped red onion, 1 tablespoon finely chopped tomatoes, 1/2 teaspoon finely chopped green chili peppers, 1 teaspoon finely chopped fresh ginger, 2 slices sourdough bread, and 1/4 cup grated processed cheese such as Amul or white cheddar cheese, and hot and sweet ketchup such as Maggi for serving. Step 1. Whisk together the milk, cilantro, 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, the garam masala, turmeric, chili powder, and eggs into a bowl until well combined. Step 2. Heat the butter in a 10-inch non-stick skillet over medium heat. Add the cumin seeds. When they start to dance, add the onion, tomatoes, green chilies, and ginger, and sauté until the onions are lightly browned, 1 to 2 minutes. Add the egg mixture, swirling the pan to spread it evenly. Place the bread into the egg mixture, flipping to coat on both sides. Cover the pan and cook until the bottom of the omelet is set and brown, 2 to 3 minutes. Flip the omelet so the bread side is down and the cooked omelet is facing up. Use a spatula to separate the bread pieces. Add the grated cheese and fold the omelet in half to form a sandwich. Cook until the bread is golden brown and the cheese is melted. Serve with hot ketchup. This next recipe is for Michael Simon's Puffy Omelet. He says, I love eggs more than the average person. When I am craving something luxurious, this is a recipe I come back to time and time again. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 4 large eggs, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, grated Gruyere cheese, soda water, unsalted butter, and finely chopped fresh chives and parsley for topping. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 4 large eggs, kosher salt and fresh ground pepper, 2/3 of a cup of grated Gruyere cheese, 1/4 cup of soda water, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, and finely chopped fresh chives and parsley for topping. Step 1. Separate the egg yolks and whites into 2 separate medium bowls. Add 1 tablespoon water to the egg whites and beat with a mixture on medium-high speed until medium peaks form 4 to 5 minutes. Step 2. Season the yolks with salt and pepper and beat until smooth, thickened, and slightly pale in color. Fold 1/3 of the egg whites into the egg yolks and thoroughly mix until there are no streaks. Add 1/2 of the cheese and the soda water. Add the remaining egg whites and gently fold to combine. Step 3. Melt the butter in a 10-inch nonstick skillet over medium heat until it foams. Then add the egg mixture, smoothing the top with a spatula. Cover the skillet and cook until the omelet is golden brown on the bottom and you can lift the edges to peek underneath about 5 minutes. Step 4. Sprinkle with the remaining cheese and herbs. Cover the skillet and cook two more minutes. Remove the pan from the heat and keep covered until the cheese melts about 1 minute. Fold over and serve. Our next recipe is for Cardea Brown's Cheesy Baked Eggs. She says this dish turns simple ingredients into a rich, cheesy, crowd-friendly brunch. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Unsalted butter, chopped mustard greens, 1 clove of garlic, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, 12 large eggs, milk, baking mix, preferably Bisquick, grated sharp yellow cheese, grated Monterey Jack cheese, and frozen hash browns. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter at room temperature, 3 cups of chopped mustard greens, 1 clove of garlic minced, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 12 large eggs lightly beaten, 1/2 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of baking mix, preferably Bisquick, 2 cups grated sharp yellow cheddar cheese, 2 cups grated Monterey Jack cheese, and 2 cups frozen hash browns. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch baking dish with 1 tablespoon butter. Step 2. Melt the remaining 3 tablespoons butter in a large skillet over medium heat. Add the mustard greens, garlic, and a pinch each of salt and pepper and sauté until just wilted 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from the heat and let cool slightly. Step 3. Whisk together the eggs, milk, baking mix, 1/2 a teaspoon salt, and some pepper in a bowl until well incorporated. Stir in the mustard greens, cheeses, and hash browns. Pour into the greased baking dish. Bake until puffed slightly, golden brown and soft set in the middle, 40 to 50 minutes. Let cool slightly before serving. Serve warm. Our next article is entitled Spring Menus, Salmon Made Simple. It includes the recipes cedar plank salmon with maple glaze, herbed rice with raisins, and blueberry fools for dessert. For the cedar plank salmon with maple glaze, your shopping list is as follows. 1 2-3 pound skin-on center cut salmon fillet, about 1.5 inches thick, ground coriander, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, pure maple syrup, fresh ginger, and the grated zest and juice of 1 lemon, and 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 2-3 pound skin-on center cut salmon fillet, about 1.5 inches thick, 2 teaspoons of ground coriander, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/4 cup of pure maple syrup, 1 2-inch piece of fresh ginger grated, the grated zest and juice of 1 lemon, and 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter. Step 1. Submerge 1 large cedar grilling plank 6 by 15 inches in a baking dish of water, using a plate or mug to weigh it down. Soak for 2 hours. Step 2. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees. Season the salmon with the coriander, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Let's stand at room temperature about 15 minutes. Meanwhile, step 3, heat the maple syrup, ginger, lemon zest, and butter in a small saucepan over medium heat until slightly thickened, about 7 minutes. Stir in the lemon juice and set aside. Step 4, remove the cedar plank from the water and pat dry. Place the plank directly on the oven rack and preheat about 15 minutes. Using tongs or oven mitts, remove the hot plank from the oven and place the fish skin side down on the wood. Brush the fish with 1/2 of the maple glaze. Transfer the fish on the plank into the oven and put a baking sheet on the rack below to catch any drips. Cook until the salmon is just firm and slightly golden on top, about 12 minutes. Step 5. Remove the fish from the oven and preheat the broiler. Brush the remaining maple glaze over the salmon and broil until golden, 2 to 3 more minutes. Remove from the oven and let rest at least 5 minutes on the plank before serving. Serve warm or at room temperature. Our next recipe is for the herbed rice with raisins. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Basmati, jasmine, or jasmati rice. Golden raisins. The grated zest and juice of 1 lemon. Chopped fresh chervil. Chopped fresh basil. Chopped fresh parsley. Chopped fresh cilantro. 1 medium carrot. 1 3.5-ounce package of pea shoots, rice vinegar, sugar, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, and extra virgin olive oil. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 cup basmati, jasmine, or jasmati rice, 1/3 cup of golden raisins, the grated zest and juice of 1 lemon, 1/4 cup chopped fresh chervil, 1/4 cup chopped fresh basil, 1/4 cup chopped fresh parsley, and 1/4 cup chopped fresh cilantro, 1 medium carrot grated, 1 3.5-ounce package of pea shoots, 3 tablespoons rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons sugar, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, and 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil. Step 1. Cook the rice as the label directs. Spread out on a baking sheet and let cool completely, about 1 hour. Step 2. Soak the raisins in the lemon juice, about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, toss the rice with the chervil, basil, parsley, cilantro, and carrot in a large bowl. Chop the pea shoots, reserving some whole for garnish, and add to the bowl. Step 3. Drain the raisins, straining the lemon juice into a separate bowl. Add the vinegar, lemon zest, sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt and pepper to taste to the lemon juice. Whisk in the olive oil until smooth. Add to the rice mixture along with the raisins and toss. Season with salt and pepper and top with the reserved pea shoots. Our next recipe is for the blueberry foals. Heat 1.5 cups of blueberries, 1/4 cup sugar, and a pinch of salt in a saucepan over medium-low heat, stirring until the blueberries are soft, about 5 minutes. Stir in 1/2 teaspoon of lemon zest and 1.5 teaspoons of lemon juice. Remove from the heat. Stir in 1/2 cup more blueberries and let cool. Beat 1 1/3 cups of heavy cream with a mixer until soft peaks form. Beat in 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla and 1 tablespoon of sugar. Gently fold in all but a third cup of the blueberry sauce. Divide among 4 to 6 glasses and top with the remaining sauce. Serve with shortbread cookies. This article is entitled Flower Power. These cherry blossom cakes won over the judges on Spring Baking Championship. A career as a chocolatier wasn't always the plan for Priya Windsor. The St. Albert, Alberta mom of three turned to baking and chocolate making after a wildfire forced her family to evacuate their hometown 10 years ago, a life-changing event that led to a fresh start. Priya went to a pastry school, launched her own chocolate business, and ultimately landed a spot on Spring Baking Championship where she wowed the judges from day one. For the first challenge to create a flower-themed dessert, Priya made these cakes inspired by the cherry tree in her backyard. "It blooms with these beautiful pink flowers and reminds me that the cold is almost over," she says. Priya went on to win that challenge and later the $25,000 grand prize. Get a taste of her cake by Becca Miller. This recipe is for the Black Forest Cakes with Cherry Blossom Mousse. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the cakes, you will need cooking spray, dark chocolate, brewed coffee, sugar, all-purpose flour, unsweetened Dutch processed cocoa powder, baking soda, baking powder, salt, 1 large egg, 2 tablespoons canola oil, buttermilk, pure vanilla extract, Amarena cherries, plus syrup from the jar. For the cherry mousse, you will need heavy cream, 3 sheets of gelatin, cherry puree, and sugar. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the cake, you will need cooking spray, 1/4 cup chopped dark chocolate, 1/2 cup of hot brewed coffee, 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of unsweetened Dutch processed cocoa powder, 3/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 large egg, 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1/2 cup of buttermilk, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and 24 jarred Amarena cherries plus syrup from the jar for brushing. For the cherry mousse, you will need 1 cup of heavy cream, 3 sheets of gelatin, 1/2 cup of cherry puree, store-bought or pureed frozen cherries, and 1/4 cup of sugar. Step 1. Make the cakes. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Line a 13 by 18 inch rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper and coat with cooking spray. Step 2. Put the chopped chocolate in a small bowl and pour the hot coffee over the top. Whisk until melted and set aside. Step 3. Sift together the sugar, flour, cocoa powder, baking soda, baking powder, and salt in a medium bowl. Whisk together the egg, canola oil, buttermilk, and vanilla in a large bowl. Add the flour mixture to the egg mixture and whisk until a lumpy batter forms. Do not overmix. Whisk in the melted chocolate mixture until just combined. Transfer the batter to the prepared pan and spread in an even layer with an offset spatula. Bake until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean, 18 to 20 minutes. Transfer the pan to a rack and let the cake cool completely. Step 4. Make the mousse. Beat the heavy cream in a medium bowl with a mixture on medium speed until medium peaks form. Cover and refrigerate until ready to use. Step 5. Place the gelatin in a small bowl, cover with cold water, and let bloom 5 minutes. Meanwhile, combine the cherry puree and sugar in a medium saucepan. Heat over medium heat, stirring until the sugar is dissolved and the mixture is boiling about 3 minutes. Remove from the heat. Step 6. Remove the gelatin from the water and squeeze out the excess water with your hands. Fold the gelatin into the hot cherry puree with a rubber spatula until melted and fully incorporated. Let cool slightly, then fold in the whipped cream. If the mousse is too runny, set the bowl over a larger bowl of ice water and whisk until thickened. Transfer the mousse to a piping bag fitted with a round tip. Step 7. Assemble the cakes. Cut the cake using 3-inch flower-shaped or round cookie cutter. You should get about 24 mini cakes. Brush each cake with cherry syrup. Pipe the mousse on top of each cake to resemble petals and place an amaretto cherry in the center. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.